In the 1960s, the Chinese government called for thousands of young people to train as barefoot doctors or community healthcare providers. This poster, which reads, "Go to the countryside to serve the million peasants," depicts a woman with a medical bag on her way to help. Many Chinese people lived miles from hospitals and healthcare in villages across the country. After receiving training, barefoot doctors lived and worked in these communities to bring treatment to all who needed it. Today, Ying Laurie is an economics professor, but in 1966, she worked as a barefoot doctor. She explains how the barefoot doctors got their name.
Actually, it's not really you take off your shoes to be a barefoot doctor. Basically, that means this term probably from south of China. And there's a lot of rice fields, and people just go to take off the shoes, work in the rice field, and then they get out and then take care of the patient. It's just a very practical doctors. Actually, it's not a doctors. It's just those people provide certain health care and for the poor people. A lot of time, they provide necessary health care.